Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Garage Talk Live. It's Monday, September 10th, the day before the anniversary of 9/11. And this weekend, NASCAR was claiming the last race to the chase at Richmond International Raceway. Of course, our correspondent Gil Smith was down there shooting the race and putting up some pictures on our Facebook page. And we'll get him to you. Time to get the get him up on the website, or just plug him. And tonight's guests are going to be Erica Enders, who went for her third straight pro stock win, fell just a hair short. I'm disappointed in that. We'll talk about her because she lost to her crew chief on a hole shot. So she actually beat him down the track, but being he got the hole shot, he crossed the line 9 inches ahead of her and took home the Wally. That would have been our third straight win going into the countdown, which starts next weekend at Z-Max Raceway in Charlotte. So she'll be on to talk about that. And at the bottom of the hour, we have Miss Sprint Cup Kim Coons, who's going to talk about the chase. And anybody else who wants to call in, the number is 646-649-1899. So, well, Tammy, how was your weekend? Sitting here with me is Tammy Allman, writer extraordinaire, that getting published in a national magazine.
I am. I've got some pictures of Joe Funk, who got his first sportsman win this year up at Grandview Speedway. They're going to be in the October issue of Dick Berger and Speedway Illustrated magazine.
Cool. I didn't even think Dick still did that.
Yeah, it's still out there. It's still in publication. And I'll tell you what, Joe gave me the ultimate honor by having them use my pictures for the story on him. It's the greatest honor that anybody could give to a photographer. And he gave that to me. You know, I had the pleasure of seeing him win for the first time and all the pure emotion and excitement and everything of everybody and his team and his family and of him in victory lane. And, you know, now I get the favor returned and I get to have an absolute neat treat for me. It's something I don't even know how to. It's just exciting. I don't know. It feels pretty cool. I'm just a small town girl and going to have my pictures out there in a big magazine.
Well, that's how it happens. You know, somebody sees it, sends it on to somebody of proper stature, and next thing you know,
the rest is history.
The rest is history.
But yeah.
But anyway, get a chance to watch any of the weekend activities in the
I sort of did. I tried to stay up for the whole race and I kind of fell asleep and woke up and saw them talking to Denny Hamlin and I was like, oh, I guess it's over. It was like 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah, but he didn't win.
No, he wasn't the win. It took me a couple minutes because I was groggy. I'm like, well, he doesn't look like he's standing in victory lane. I'm like, okay, yeah, he didn't win. It took me a couple minutes to realize, you know, what was going on. I think I made it to like midnight and couldn't keep my eyes open. You know, we ended up having the night off from Grandview because we got rained out. So, you know, Dwayne Howard's our point champion for the modifieds and everybody else has stayed in their positions as well. Chuck Schutz is your late model champion. And, oh, I can't think off the top of my head who your sportsman is, but I'll look it up and make sure we get all their names out there. So, we, you know, we took a little bit of time to ourselves and we saw it was in a rain delay and came home and I was watching it and couldn't keep the eyes open. It just wasn't working.
But yeah, I made it through. It was kind of tough because then I had to watch the Mac Tools U.S. Nationals on Sunday. And so I wanted to see what was going to happen there because I knew we were going to have Erica on. And hopefully she didn't get the time mixed up with last week at 8:30. I bumped her up to the half hour early. This way we can have a better shot to get her in. So anyway, we'll figure something out at 8:30.
Oh, we'll be good. We always manage. You know, I want to say one other thing, too. Since Grandview got rained out, it gave me the chance to go cover a 5K marathon on Saturday afternoon. And it does actually relate back to one of our regulars, TJ Bell. They had a 9/11. It's a Travis Mannion Foundation 9/11 5K run. And it's sponsored locally, actually, was here, right here in my hometown, 5 minutes from my house in Pottstown. And Dan Leon from Hero Energy Shot was out there, which Hero does a lot with TJ, and TJ does a lot with them. And it was pretty cool. A lot of people turned out. We had a lot of wet runners by the end of the race because the storms hit about 5-10 minutes after they started. But it was great to see so many people turning out for such a wonderful cause. And if anybody has any questions or anything and wants to know more about it, I'm going to make sure the information gets up on our website for both Hero Energy and also for the foundation. It's a great cause. And like you said, tomorrow is the anniversary of 9/11. So don't forget to take a moment and, you know, thank a firefighter, EMT, a policeman, you know, a military person. Just thank them for all they do for our country.
Okay. Does that mean I get to thank myself? No.
I mean, I get to thank myself, too, but no, I get to thank everybody around us, you know. So many people just unselfishly gave of themselves that day, and, you know, it's just a reminder that there are a lot of good people out in the world. There was a few bad people that day, but there's still a lot of good people out in the world, and everybody's there to help each other out in their time of need.
Yeah, that's true, and, you know, that was the one day that brought the country together, and we felt a great loss on that day, and hopefully it'll never be repeated again because if somebody tries something like that, I hope we don't waste no time and just find out who did it, find out where they're at, and nuke them.
Yep.
Get it all out of the way with, real quick. But anyway, back to racing. Well, that was it for the regular season, Tam, and the chase starts this coming weekend.
It does, and Jeff Gordon made it in.
Yeah, I was watching that. You know, he was a lap down in the race, and I guess it was coming down between he and Kyle Busch. And Kyle had to have like a 13-point difference or a 10-point difference between them going in, and Gordon had to make a lap back up and get 13 spots ahead of Kyle Busch to get into the chase. And Gordon wound up driving all the way back to second. And, you know, it came down to how the pit stops went and all that. And the fact that Gordon was able to get back to second and Kyle finished 16th, there was that margin. And it was just enough to get Gordon into the chase and bump Kyle Busch out. And I know Gordon was elated and Kyle Busch was none too happy. For some reason, they couldn't get his car right and they missed on a pit stop call and that cost him a chance. Well, Kyle was running well.
I did hear his one comment when they said they were going to try to make the car better and he replied very nicely with a nice beep in there.
Yeah. It was like, I don't bleeping care.
Yeah.
What do you mean? I don't bleeping
care. You know, and honestly, when I heard that statement to me, it just sounded like he had already given up on any chance of making the chase. So, you know, I think right there it just shows attitude could be everything. If you already believed you're out of it, you know, then you're going to be out of it. And I think that's basically what he did.
Yeah, but I think he kind of figured it out by then. Because Gordon was on a roll. And
He was on a mission.
And he just passed so many cars, was able to get the lucky dog, and then was able to race back to the front. And the race was running pretty good. And I thought it was going to be Hamlin's to win, but again, a pit stop is what threw him off. Clint Bowyer, who spun out.
Yeah, I mean, Clint came back from having problems and everything to win the race, which I was kind of surprised to see, too. You know, it was a strange race. You know, it wasn't, I don't know, it was one of those things where anything that could happen in that race, and, you know, just, it was a little weird.
Yeah, it sure was. I mean, Bowyer and Montoya got together coming down the front straightaway, and fortunately, all it did was cut Bowyer's tire down, didn't really do any damage to the car, so he was able to get into the pit, get it fixed up, and those Mikey Waltrip Toyotas were pretty fast. It seemed like it was a pretty fast weekend for Toyotas anyway. So it kind of plays into the thing with the Chase. Now you have Hamlin at the top of the box. He's got with the four wins. He's got the full seed plus the 12 bonus points. Jimmy Johnson, Tony Stewart are second and third, because they had three wins apiece. I know Brad Keselowski is in there at fourth.
I just want to say something, because everybody kept saying that he was going to just, you know, wipe out towards the end and not make the chase. So everybody know, Brad Keselowski made the chase. So for everybody who kept saying he wasn't going to do it, and I kept saying, yes, he is. He's on a mission. And you know what? I'd love to see him win the championship.
He's going to be my sleeper pick for the championship. I think right now, going in, looking at it, it's Hamlin's to lose, but
yeah.
That happened in 2010 when you had the three-way battle with Harvick, Hamlin, and Jimmy Johnson there. And, of course, they blew it, and Jimmy Johnson went on to become five-time that year.
Not only that, it just shows how competitive this racing season was, because now second place from last year didn't make the chase. Carl Edwards is sitting on the outside looking in.
No. I think he had his problems throughout the day, and really wind up, it cost him a bit, and he wound up in 17th place, so a lap down. I mean, they were running a torrid pace. There were only 11 cars on the lead lap, Sam Hornish being the 11th car. But the most of the chasers are finished in the top 10. There's only a couple that weren't. That was Jeff Burton, Biffle's in. And Burton, Hornish, and Mark Martin. The rest were chasers. Boyer, Gordon, Stewart, Kenseth, Keselowski. Oh, Newman got bumped too last night, Saturday night. So he's out there. If Newman would have won, he was in, Stewart was in, but everybody caught up to Newman, and he wound up finishing eighth because his car went away as well. And a lot of them had to make late pit stops, and that cost them some spots. So it's just one of those things that it's going to happen time to time, and they, you know, everybody's gambling on fuel. I think what threw everybody off was the red flag, because you had some that pitted right before the red flag, and then when everybody stayed out and they realized they were going back green again, then they had to come and pit. That changed the track position of them, so everybody that had to race their way back through it.
Yeah, and I think, you know, a lot of them were thinking it was just going to get to halfway and done. Well, they didn't even get to halfway before they had to stop the race the first time. So, you know, I think it was just kind of caught a bunch of people off guard the way the night was going, and Mother Nature wasn't helping that, and kind of, like, I heard a bunch of them, they were talking on the radio, and they're like, oh, well, there's a noise ordinance, and then the other teams would go, there's no such thing as a noise ordinance, it doesn't apply, and it's like, everybody had mixed communications going on.
Well, I heard the noise ordinance was at 2 a.m.
Right.
So no matter how you looked at it.
They had plenty of time to get running when they started. Because I think it was like 10 o'clock, 10:30, they all started asking about, well, what's the noise ordinance, what's noise ordinance, and they'll, you know, it's like at that point it was kind of mute. It really didn't apply, so why worry? Don't worry about the things you can't control at that point. Just worry about the here and now.
I know Dover has a noise ordinance, and that's another reason why they haven't gone to night racing yet. Because you had a red flag in the Saturday night at lap 152. Plenty of time before halfway, so that would not have been an official race. And I figured it would be a long night if it went red because of rain before halfway, and it took off, they completely lost the track and had to clean it up. You know, wait for the rain to stop and then go out and dry it out, take another hour or so. But being it was a short red, it was still almost 51. Oh, wow. There was a 51-minute and 45-second red flag. That was pretty dicey, too. I mean, a long, fairly long delay. Doesn't look like we have our guests yet. I think they're all going to both call in at the same time.
It's all right. We're good.
And what I was impressed with is, first they started the race green-yellow.
Yeah, I didn't like that. I'm sorry, and I will voice my opinion on that. I did not like that at all. I was sitting here booing, and my husband was looking at me like I was crazy. I'm like, you don't understand. That's not racing. That's just passing time.
It's drying the track. That's the first time I've seen that happen in a while. I mean, it doesn't happen all that often, but that was the first time it's happened in a while. I guess they wanted the car exhaust to pretty much dry up the rest of the track, and it was only six laps anyway, but they did line them back up in two rows and cut them loose that way, so it didn't really hurt the outcome or change anything. It's not like they ran around there 100 laps like that and then said, okay, let's go green. I don't think they would have made it, but it's just weird that they started it like that. Now, the nationwide race, I was pretty impressed. You had a long start in eighth.
I didn't get to see that one.
Oh, man, she qualified eighth. She was on the pole for a while. She even got some air press time.
Nice!
They even actually, what happened was, too, when she was in the top 10, she cut her right front and hit the wall. She was running like fifth. She passed Denny Hamlin to take over the fifth spot before the first pit stop. And she wound up by the time she got out of the pit, she was 14th. And she made her way back up towards the front again, was getting into the top 10, cut the right front, hit the wall, and that pretty much ended her night. That team only has 7 full-time employees.
Wow.
And they're the ones that hit the car on the weekend. As a matter of fact, in the press box, they were showing the tweets. Jeff Burton had tweeted that she deserves a top 10 ride. No disrespect to ML Motorsports, but they're so underfunded. But she was running good. And Gil said she was on the pole for a while, too.
That's a good thing. I know. I was watching Gil's pictures and everything coming through. I was getting updates and stuff like that.
Yeah, it was good we had Gil down there. He got some good shots. And I tried to get him on, like, later tonight, but he's shooting another event. All you photographers.
But we have fun doing it.
Yeah, that's it. This is going to be my first year with no racing. I went to Bristol as a fan, and the wife took some shots from the grandstand, and we got them up there, but still, it's better than nothing. We were at row 62, which is at the top of the grandstand, under the press box overhang, actually the suites that overhang this thing, so if it rained, we would have stayed dry.
Oh, wow.
But I think that was 10 rows too far. 10 rows makes a difference. You're that much closer. You're just under the overhang. And you get the full light of the track there, where up in the overhang you really didn't. So you're kind of limited as far as zooming in goes once you lost the daylight. But, you know, it's just a little point-and-shooty thing. So it's nothing fancy like all you pros got there that gets all the fine pictures for GarageTalkLive.com and our Facebook page. Now, this is kind of weird there, Tammy. No guests yet.
I bet you she mixed her time up.
So, we'll take them one at a time. We'll just, we'll put them on together.
We'll get it all done. It's all good.
Yeah, I know. Let's see. Confirming Erica. 8 o'clock. I'm going to make sure I gave him the right time. I can understand she's a little depressed, but I think hopefully she'll make it on. It'll be like the third week because she was set to come on last week. We had the technical problems and couldn't air. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
It was Labor Day.
Yeah, but so we had technical problems, couldn't, and if as long as it was taking to get lined into this thing tonight, I understand why. But this is considered a prime time slot on that site, so maybe that has a lot to do with it. Maybe everybody's jamming their sign-ins at the same time. Oh, who knows?
That's all good. They give us airtime, and we're up and running, and that's all that matters.
Yeah. So, we got we got Chicagoland coming up. Then we have Loudon. Then you'll be hitting Dover.
Yep.
We're all credentialed up. I'm glad they actually sent them out via email, because remember there's times that we never got the letter of confirmation?
It's pretty cool. You know, it's a new system they did for us, and I liked it. And I'm so excited to get down there and you know, find out who our K&N champion's going to be and see all of the racing with the Nationwide teams and the Cup teams. And, you know, Miles, we went down there and we've seen him last weekend, and he was, you know, nice and quiet and peaceful, just waiting for his moment to come to life coming up in 2 weeks.
Yeah, what was that like there with Miles, the monster, sitting there and no hullabaloo around there?
It was really weird. I mean, when it's off season, they have the fence around him so you can't deface anything. I mean, you can still get up and close and everything. You're only like maybe a foot or two away from the bottom, right, from the base of it. But just to walk through the whole area and there's no vendors, no activities, no people, no cars making noise out in the track. It was just like really eerily quiet, you know. My husband's just looking at me like, come on, come on. He's just looking up at this thing going, wow. I'm like, this is Miles.
Was he getting creeped out?
No. Well, actually, no. We couldn't get to where we wanted to go. And I kept, every time we tried to go one way to get to the back of the track from the casino, it was blocked off. So I finally, like, go out here, go here. We went down Leipzig and came in the back way then and parked my Jeep. And we went up to see the monster. And he's just like, this is Miles. I'm like, yep, that's Miles. That's the one we talk about. So
yep.
it was pretty cool to take him. It was the first time he's been to a NASCAR track, a Cup track, or any track. So, you know, even though there was nobody there, he got to see what it is that I do and see where I go and where I hide out for 4 days.
Yeah, see you in there. We're way on the other side of that.
Yeah, I showed him, like, this is the one media center, but I go on the one in the middle, and we were teasing. I'm like, see, I go in the middle. I said, but you see that bridge right there? I have to carry everything up those steps, across the bridge, down those steps, and all the way to the other side of the track.
And if you're lucky, there's a golf cart there.
Yeah, 9 times out of 10 there wasn't. We didn't. Did we get one? We got a ride out of the track. That was it this year. Because they were just so busy. But that's okay. I'll get that taken care of. Exercise isn't going to kill me.
Nah. Matter of fact, half the time I got there, and when I get there in the morning, then I had to walk to the media center anyway. A couple times they weren't even open yet at the media center. I just had to wait outside. But the one time I got there, I was like way too early. It was a race day, and I thought I was an hour later than I, because I wanted to be down there a certain time, and here I got down there an hour earlier and wonder why it was dead. I just took a nap in the truck and told you to wake me up when you got there.
You just get strange people come tapping on your window. It's all good.
Yeah. Now down here it's a different story. I'll tell you what, I got to give Bristol kudos for allowing this. Where we parked was nowhere near the track. Well, it was near the track, but it wasn't near the track. But they ran shuttles everywhere.
Nice. I know Dover does that, though, too. They have the little golf carts and everything. But you park that far away at all from any of the parking spots in Dover.
I got to ride a yellow school bus all again. That's what they use for shuttles.
Pocono uses that.
And a tram car.
I just don't remember most of that ride. But, yes, Pocono has school buses that take you around.
We were parked like a mile away by some campground. And it was like a little league field down the end of this paved road. So we walked up the road, crossed it, hopped on a shuttle, got brought to the track. And by then I was tired because we went out to the concourse area, where the speed stage is and all the other stuff. I went looking for Shelly the shelter dog. They must have been around the other side. Now, to get into the track, you've got to go uphill. It's called Thunder Valley, but it's built up a hill. And by that time, I was getting kind of tired. And then I had to walk up 62 rows to get to my seat.
Oh, wow.
And if you have any inkling of Bristol, just figure the top row at Dover on the main grandstand side. We were, and I was in turn 4 down by the entrance to pit road, so.
That's a good workout.
Yeah. Now, when I went down to get food at the one of the cautions, it wasn't so bad going back up, but I was just so tired. We were out in the sun all day. We stood in line at the Irwin Tools booth and got some tools, free tools and hard hats. I was doing the whole fan thing. I went over to the speed booth and you couldn't even get close to that. Kenny Wallace was up there whooping it up, and I was looking for a couple of friends of mine that worked for Speed, Monica, who used to be Miss Sprint Cup, and Caitlin, who used to do the Hot for NASCAR thing. But I don't think they were there that weekend, figures. And by the time I got to my seat, I was tired. So, you know, watched a good bit of the race, went down, grabbed some grub. They had some nice food there for, you know, cheeseburgers and stuff. Nothing like that, the fancy eats you get at the media centers. At least in Dover, anyway. I can't comment on any other track but Dover and Nazareth. And Nazareth was kind of sparse. You went out to a tent and had pizza there.
Oh, wow.
That was just it. It wasn't, you know, like Dover, you have the tubs of hot food. But I don't know, this year it might have been different. So, but, you know, that was my Bristol experience. It was on the bucket list. I had to do it. Got to see it as a fan. Of course, if I had to book seats down there again, I'd get 10 rows lower. You're that much closer. And the thing about it is there was no traffic. When we took the shuttle in, we waited in line for the shuttles because they were running them constant. As soon as they fill up like a dozen buses out the yard, they went. And they only made two stops, and one of them was one of the places where we were at, and the other one was down the road a little bit further, but not much. And it was got in, got in the car, pulled out, no traffic whatsoever.
Nice.
Yeah. Not like you get 13, up 13 a little ways and then you hit that wall, or you go down one and hit the wall right outside the, as soon as you get on. But I would strongly recommend that if you to go see the race as a fan at Bristol, book your tickets. If you get them early and you get down there a couple weeks ahead of time, you might be able to get your car on the track. They did that last year, which was pretty neat. So give us a call at number 646-649-1899. We're still waiting on our guests. I think we're going to get them both at one time. If possible, we'll try to put one off because we'll get our driver to call in, and unless you don't, we'll first come, first serve. How about that?
Oh, we'll just put them through and we'll talk as they all come on.
Somebody's calling in. We have a guest.
Oh, hold on.
Oh. And,
hey, welcome to Garage Talk Live.
This is Miss Sprint Cup Cam calling in.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, Kim, this is Vince. Welcome to the show. Now we only have one Miss Sprint Cup that hasn't been on this show since its inception. 5 years ago, which was your anniversary a few months back.
It was.
So that leaves Jacqueline as the only Miss Spring Cup that hasn't been on, and I'm glad to have everybody on from Anne Marie down to you.
That's awesome. I'll have to tell Jacqueline that she's on slate to be the next one.
That's good. So now we're coming into Sprint's favorite part of the year, the chase for the illustrious Sprint Cup Championship. And a nice shiny silver trophy that any driver in their right mind would want to own, as well as that $5 million purse to go with it. What's all Sprint got ready to go for the next upcoming 10 races?
So we've got a lot of stuff going on, you know, kicking off right here in Chicago. I got here today. We've got a packed week to kick off the chase for the Sprint Cup, starting with the Contenders Live event on Wednesday. It's happening at House of Blues at 1:30. I don't know if there's tickets left because it's such a sought-after event, but you can go to contenderslive.nascar.com to see if there's tickets left over. But if not, they're going to broadcast on Speed on Thursday night at 7 p.m., and it's going to be really great. It's unscripted, kind of off the cuff. The drivers are going to be talking about the 12 chase drivers. We're going to be talking about the next 10 races, that hopefully a little smack talking because it's not like a regular media event. Fans are going to be invited, and like I said, completely off the cuff. It's going to be a lot of fun. So that kicks it off. And then we've got a lot of stuff going on each weekend at the track, you know, moving into the last race at Homestead, and that includes our giveaway we're doing with Ford. We're trying to give away the ride of a lifetime, where if you come visit us at the track at the Sprint Experience, you can sign up for our sweepstakes, where you can actually win the official pace car that they're using at the very last race of the chase at Homestead Miami Speedway, in addition to a trip to Las Vegas. So we encourage people to come see us at the track at the Sprint Experience, sign up for that. In addition to all the stuff we regularly have, so we've got the Sprint Cup trophy out there, which is really exciting. You know, once we move into the chase for the Sprint Cup, it gets fans more excited. They take pictures with it. You know, we have our racing simulators, tons of offers for fans. You know, if they come out, they can get a $100 credit if they switch to Sprint or activate a new line. And if they do it right there at the track, we've got a VIP experience we can give them, which could include a trip to Victory Lane or hitting garage tour. So lots of stuff happening both every weekend at the track and then kicking off here in Chicago.
And there all begins now. You've been with the series with Sprint a few years now, and now that they have the championship week out in Las Vegas, that must be a whole lot of fun in comparison to the way it was in New York in the beginning of December when it was all cold.
Oh, goodness, yeah. Las Vegas Champions Week is so much fun. I've heard stories about New York, and not to, you know, look badly upon New York, but I think Vegas is a lot of fun, and I think with the 12 chase drivers we have this year, and then ultimately the top 10 going to Vegas, that Champions Week is going to be shaping up to be a lot of fun. And we're going to get a little taste of it this week at Contenders Live, because like I said, it's kind of similar to NASCAR After the Lap, which is the event that we put on in Vegas, where it's, you know, off the cuff, unscripted. We know the champion then, so maybe not as much smack talk. But Vegas is a lot of fun, and like I said, the Contenders Live is just kind of to wet the fans' palate for Vegas at the end of the season.
Now, looking at the chasers, with Denny Hamlin having the top seed, but not always the top seed wins the championship, as Tony Stewart proved last year. Who do you foresee is going to be doing the most smack talking at Chasers Live, at the Chasers Live event? Who's got other than maybe Tony Stewart, because he's the defending champ?
That's a good question. Well, I think we're in for a lot of fun, first of all, at Contenders Live. But then in terms of smack talking, I think Clint Bowyer is going to talk a little smack. He's in the chase this year. He wasn't in the chase last year with Michael Waltrip Racing. They've got Michael Waltrip Racing actually has two cars in the chase for the NASCAR Sprint Cup, which is really exciting. Who else are we going to hear from, I think? You know, Jeff Gordon, because now that he's in the chase, you know, he did really well in Richmond. He had a major comeback to get himself in position to have a spot in that chase. And so I think he's ramped up. He's already told people because he made the chase, he's going to grow back the infamous mustache we saw at the beginning of his career. Yeah, so I think look out for Clint to talk a little smack, Tony, since he's the reigning champion, and I think Jeff Gordon's a little ramped up after Richmond.
Yeah, your quiet guys are going to be more like Kasey Kahne or Truex or Kenny.
Yeah,
those
guys are always quiet. But it's going to be a fun event. And, you know, the smack talking is not only going to go on this week at Contenders Live. It's going to happen every weekend out on the track. And, you know, fans can even listen to that. If you've got a Sprint Android device, you can download NASCAR Sprint Cup Mobile on your Sprint Android device and hear the smack talking straight from the driver himself while they're in the car. You know, a lot of smack talking goes on during the races, and that's one of the most fun parts. And with NASCAR Sprint Cup Mobile, you can get that smack talk live in car.
Now, with the Sprint, usually whenever something big happens like this, they always have a new phone they're premiering. So what's the latest thing on the market that Sprint's going to introduce, I guess, or the newest phone that they have out now that they're really pushing? It seems like every time they come out, whether it's the HTC Evo, Samsung Galaxy S, or the LG one.
Absolutely. Well, the big phone right now, and the one I use the most at the track, is the HTC Evo 4G LTE. And I tell people all the time it makes my job so much easier, and they laugh at me, literally laugh in my face, because they're like, how is your job hard in the first place? Well, we're the fans front on the inside, so we're in the pits in the garage. We're in Victory Lane trying to get pictures and inside information. And NASCAR is such a fast sport, both on and off the track, that you can't always tell a driver, like, you know, you see Dale Jr. in the garage, and you can't say, Dale, make that face again. Or, you know, during Victory Lane, the champagne spraying, you can't be like, oh, I need that angle again. Can you do that? And with the HTC Evo 4 GLT, it's got a continuous shooting rapid-fire camera.
Oh, that's that one.
Well, yeah, you hold down the button and it captures like a stream of pictures. So that's what I do when I'm in the pits in the garage during practice, when I'm out on the grid during qualifying. So if you follow us on Facebook on our Miss Sprint Cup page or on Twitter, at Miss Sprint Cup is the handle, and you see those pictures, it's because they're so good, it's because I've been using that phone and, you know, taking those continuous rapid fire shots and then going back through and picking out the best one that came through that stream. And so I think it's the best one on the market right now. And if you're a fan, it's really great because it helps you catch that race action on the track. That's not always easy to get because, like I said, it's such a fast-paced sport.
I know. I saw the commercial, I think, for a phone where they're actually filming the mountainside, and here comes a goat, and they basically filming the goat kicking a bag off, and they can actually stop the
yeah
thing and take a still from that. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it is. It's really awesome, and it's given the photographers a run for their money, because it used to be, you know, at sporting events and especially NASCAR events, the photographers are the ones that had those rapid-fire cameras, and you had to pay, you know, hundreds and hundreds, sometimes thousands of dollars to get these high-quality photos with rapid-fire. Now you can do it straight from your phone, so it's really awesome.
Yeah, back in the day when they used to use this stuff called film.
I do love film, though.
Well, my co-host, Tammy, she's one of the photographers for Garage Talk Live, and she has one of those big Nikon digitals with the lens that looks like a bazooka. They do take great shots, but from what you can get on a phone these days, and Sprint usually has some of the newest stuff that comes out there on the groundbreaking end of it. It's just amazing that, you know, with the Android side or the iPhone. Does Sprint have an iPhone out yet or not yet?
Yeah, Sprint has an iPhone.
Okay, or the iPhone, which, depending on which model you get, everybody seems to complain about, but I don't know. I'm more of an Android person, so I would tend to stay that way. Have you used either or and found one you like better?
I actually use both. I've been using the HTC Evo 4G LTE the most at the track just because the camera capabilities are so great, but I like the iPhone 4S, Sprint's iPhone, well, too. I use it, you know, on a day-to-day basis. But you're right, it is nice to have those cameras, and if you have a really nice camera and you can lug that around, that's wonderful, but, you know, it's not always practical to bring all that equipment out to a racetrack, especially if you're a fan and especially for us because we're running around so much during the day. And the great part is right when you take a picture, you can upload it to Facebook, to Twitter, you know, email it to your friends who aren't at the track. And then, you know, on top of that, if you have a Sprint Unlimited plan, you don't have to worry about overages and stuff. So you're getting the action on the track and being able to capture it and only that, send it straight out and share it with the rest of the world.
That's for sure. I think that unlimited plan where you have unlimited data, voice, text, all that, it's got to be the ultimate. I mean, just for that fact alone, and because not everybody likes to use a phone to talk anymore, so it's more social media and data transfer. So,
absolutely,
So are you more of a talker person, or are you a Twitter or Facebook is your specialty?
I like to tweet and text a lot, so that's where the unlimited comes into play for me and is good for me. But, you know, I do make the phone calls home to mom and dad and obviously talking to you right now. But I like texting and tweeting, and it's just really great to be able to follow the sport via Twitter. So I'm a big texter and tweeter.
Yeah, okay. So me, I'm old school. I'm probably about twice your age, so talking still holds a good place. My thumbs don't move as fast as younger people's.
But it's not underrated, though.
I still can text a little bit better than some people I know, but still around my age. But the younger generation grows up on that, and I think it's like an extension of their hand.
Absolutely.
But So a lot of good stuff happening. And as a Miss Sprint Cup, how long have you been with the program? And do you plan on sticking with it, or is it something you're using as a stepping stone like a lot of previous Miss Sprint Cups have?
Well, this is my second year, and people ask me all the time, what do you want to do after that? And I'm so focused on the week-to-week and the day-to-day that, you know, I haven't given much thought to what I want to do after, just because right now it's so exciting, and it's, you know, I still have the rest of this season to think about before I can even think about what's next or if I'm going to do it next year. And, you know, the racing's been so exciting lately that why would I even want to think about anything else but what's going on at the track and, you know, being in the moment and present with the fans that are out there right now.
Personally, if I were you, good job. Keep it. Cause, you
it
know,
is a good job.
You never know what's out there, so until you have something
yeah.
ready to jump to,
you can,
stay there.
You can hardly call it a job.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of travel and hotels.
It's definitely a job, but it's so much fun that sometimes I forget that it is my job, just because, you know, I get to meet people from all over, fans, you know, everywhere, and have a lot of fun and get to see one of the best sports in the country up close and personal and share that with everybody else.
Well, Kim, I'd like to thank you for joining me and hope you won't be a stranger. Of course, I have one more Miss Sprint Cup to have on, but she's not really a Miss Sprint Cup, is she? She's married.
Yes, but she's not married to the Sprint Cup, so I think we can still call her Miss Sprint Cup.
Oh, okay.
Outside of the fire suit, she is a Mrs., but...
Okay, that works. Well, hopefully you enjoyed your time here, and I hope you will come back and join us again and tell us about the new and amazing world of Sprint products.
I would love to do that. Hopefully I can catch up with you possibly mid-chase time, and we can chat about what's going on and who's in the lead and what kind of smack talk has been going on.
Well, that's easy to do, and I'll get a hold of your people, and we'll set it up.
Perfect. Have your people call my people.
Yeah, isn't it nice to have people? Actually, I'm my people, so I got to call your people.
Sounds great.
All righty. Thanks a lot, Kim, for joining
us.
Thank you so
much.
And good luck to you in the future, and have a great chase.
Thank you so much.
All righty, bye-bye now.
Take care.
Okay. Tammy, we have anybody in the... This is Vince Ponfiglio. You're listening to Garage Talk Live here on Blog Talk Radio.
No.
Just call it. No?
We don't have Erica yet, no.
Then who's that? Was just hung up.
Oh, that was Cindy.
Oh. So I guess Erica's not going to make it again. I don't know, we're playing tit for tat. Well, we got a little while to go. Where did Cindy go? Or she was just checking in on us.
She's just trying to be able to listen in.
The computer, that's where you listen to this, right? We're internet station.
No, she's trying. It's not cooperating for her because she's where she's at. She doesn't have signal right now.
Wait, I think she's back. She's listening.
She's trying to listen in.
Okay. Oh, I see how this works. Paul,
I'm here.
Dropped.
Hello.
Hello, Cindy. How's your take on it? Your boy Gordon did it. He got himself in.
He did. The time is 7:43. Yes, he did make it in there. Totally ecstatic. I was like, woohoo! You know, and I was, you know, and I was going over Thursday night the possibilities. If this, if that, if this. And, you know, and I was a bit discouraged. I really was a bit discouraged. But guess what? Oh! And the Lord set his light down upon.
He did it the old-fashioned way. He earned it.
He sure did.
He didn't
he
make
sure
it easy
did.
On himself.
You know, and I'm really happy. And, you know, Drive for Five, I can now say that. I can honestly say, okay, you know what? There is possibility that we could have the fifth championship right here. Y'all know that.
True.
Now, it's anybody's game. It is possible.
Well, the thing of it is you thought when he qualified second outside the front row with Junior on the pole, that it was going to be an easy day for actually both of them. I think Junior had an easier day, but he didn't wind up finishing as good as Jeff. And
right.
Jeff pretty much drove his you-know-whats off to get the second place finish that he got.
That's great. That's really, really, really good. I'm ecstatic. I'm absolutely happy. I know I don't sound it, but, you know, in the past, I don't know if anyone knows, in the past couple of weeks, I have been really battling some issues with finals, and now I have my new math class that's come up, and I'm just totally spent. So, but my enthusiasm, you know, is really high. It just doesn't sound like it.
Okay. Oh, math. What do you need a math class for? You're in communications and marketing.
I know, but they require it, and I just don't understand. And, you know, let me just run this past y'all. You know, I guess it looks like everything's going. Here's my question for tonight. You ready?
Yeah.
Why is it important to follow an order of operations? What are some possible outcomes when the order of operations is ignored? If you invented a new notion where the order of operation was made clear, what would you do to make it clear? Why is it followed? Because that's what they say to do. What happens when you don't follow it? It's wrong answer. Invent it? Well, you can't invent it because it's already been invented. And I have to come up with a 200-word answer to that.
That is a tough
one. Wow.
Well,
yeah.
See, that's one thing I don't really particularly care for about the Institute of Higher Learning, because you got to take crap you don't really need for no particular reason. I mean, marketing, okay, you need to do spreadsheets and press releases.
Right. Speaking of press releases, hopefully we can get one done real soon on some friend of ours. That would be great.
Yes.
That would be good. Yeah, plus, you know, I got all that other stuff in. You see all that other stuff that's going on. It's just a crazy nightmare in my life right now.
Yeah.
But how many more days, dear?
Today is the 10th, which means I have 14 more days.
There you
so,
go.
14 more days.
See? So
14 more days.
In 14 days.
I mean, actually, it's 15 days, but... Yes, hey,
bring me in the loop.
It's 15 days. I'm coming to Dover, honey.
Ah, 15 days. That's right. Okay, that's 15 days.
I'm flying to Philly, and then we're driving to Dover, and we're going to meet our great friends at Basket Pong. We're going to hang out with them for a few days and see what's going on with them and hang out with some PJ Bell and Fastlane Racing. You know, we might hit up a few nationwide teams and say hi also. I hear that Tammy and I, we like to deliver things.
Yeah, cupcakes.
So we might deliver a few things. We might shoot. We might steal a few things. Watch out.
You got to watch when you say deliver things over the air. People can take that the
food,
wrong way.
Food.
Baking. They know we bake. We bake. I actually get on the plane in 15 days, but you don't count the day that you leave because it takes me an hour and a half to get to the airport. And then I have to be there 2 hours early. My flight leaves at 3:15. That means I have to be there at 1:15, which means I have to leave here at 12-something, which means that I'm just barely climbing out of bed.
Yeah, that's the only thing about it. It's got to go to the airport.
And I'll already be at work at that time, so it's all good.
you got to go to the airport. Get groped just to get on the plane. And
I've never flown, so I'm missing out on all this. So
she's never flown. But I'm totally excited about Dover. They have so much stuff going on in Dover. It's, you know, I mean, you know, I'm going to be there, you know, of course, with Garage Talk Live. Tammy and I are going to, you know, we're going to focus on a few things, get the girls getting the facts down, get some pictures of us together. I know, you know, Tammy's been working diligently on the Garage Talk Live webpage. I started doing it, but with all the things that were going on in my life, it kind of just got set to the side. So she's done a great job at updating that. We're not done. We need some more pictures, some current updated pictures. Vince, if you're there, all three of us can really get one, get Gil to take a picture with us.
I'm here.
We're going to go hang out with PJ Bell. And
speaking of Fastlane, it looks like they had Schrader in the car Saturday night. Why Did he have TJ the night off, or was he there at the trackside?
TJ was out supporting the Travis Mannion Foundation. He was making commitments to support them.
Gotcha.
Right. You know, what a lot of people don't realize is that TJ has many organizations that he supports. You know, the Hero Organization, Soldiers Angels, and recently the Travis Mannion, you know, Foundation with the 911 run. He does so much for the community, for our heroes. And, you know, at Dover, when he's there, there's actually going to be some Wounded Warriors coming that he's going to honor at the race. From the Walter Reed Hospital, so there's a lot going on that weekend. So we're gonna be busy, but we're gonna meet up with our friends from Basket Pong and host some type of tournament. We've got to sit down with them, Tammy, and decide how we're gonna do this tournament and exactly where, and then we're gonna let everybody know, because remember, Tammy and I will be broadcasting live from Dover on September. Well, I don't know what the date is. I'm trying to be cool and say it like I had it all planned out. And
September 27th.
Friday?
I know the date.
Calendar. Yeah, so we got stuff going on. We're just excited the way that Garage Talk is coming together with the new website. You know, with the Monday night show, the Thursday night show. Vince, I don't know if we're ready for a Tuesday night one just yet, sweetheart, but we're thinking about it.
Well, the Tuesday night's going to be a little different world, and we could throw everything at the wind, and we'll have a special guest call in from all walks of life. Who knows? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, you know what? You got that one. That's all you, honey.
Well, I need a board op. I need a board op because of the way this Gizmo's working. I mean, now I finally was able to get a studio hooked in, but I was with Tammy long before we went on, and I was complaining about it the whole time. It took me forever to actually get into the studio.
I was teasing myself, Vince, if you would have been sitting in front of me, you would have just worn the red velvet cake that I was trying to eat.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, I will write it out step by step. I have recently become an expert on writing supervision manuals and on how to become a successful supervisor and one that can produce results. So I'm pretty confident that I could write one of these for you and you would know exactly what to do at all times, even with problems.
If not, when you get really nervous and it's not working, you can throw that instead.
Well, it says they got the learning center thing. I could see...
Oh, don't even try that learning center.
Google. Just use Google.
Yeah. All we need to know how to do is A.
But how can you call it Garage Talk Live if it's from every walks of life?
Well,
are you going to have pit lizards on? Is that what you mean?
Now, Garage Talk is stuff you talk about. You either talk about it in the garage area, in your garage, you know.
No, we are not going trashy.
The man cave.
Hey, the man, Vinny's neighborhood, the man cave. It's my entity anyway. I can do what I want.
Oh my goodness!
You can call it Guido's only.
Yeah. No, I'm not a Guido.
I don't know what that means. So I'll stay on the loop on that.
Right.
I can think of my own Vulgar Rennie's neighborhood. I can go with that.
Oh, Lord.
It sounds like
okay, you know, nobody, Danny's in the pit. I don't know if y'all are watching the chat room, but Danny's laughing about the pit lizards.
They're so kind of boring. It's not really funny, you know. I mean,
well, you know, Vince, you know, you saw it was blatantly in front of you. You saw that. I had to post it. I had to put it out there. You know, they just kind of
appear.
They just kind of scurvy up the leg.
Yeah, I know. And it's one thing that some of these pit lizards were the attractive ones, but you get some of these that are kind of gnarly looking, you know?
I'm telling you. I mean, how do people function with that? I mean, Vince, I want your opinion on that. Y'all, I just got kicked out, so I'm not in the chat room or anything.
Kicked me out too earlier. the big chat room.
Yeah, I'm all the way out. It's okay. But I want to know, you know, when you've got someone that's not that pretty or not that attractive or not even cute, you know, how do you handle that situation?
Well,
I guess it all depends.
I'm biting my tongue because I mentioned, but I'm biting my tongue as well.
You don't have to mention any names. You know who I know who you're thinking of.
Yeah, I'm biting my tongue.
But,
y'all aren't knowing who I'm thinking of.
No,
but you figure this: caliber driver that gets the lower tiered lizard, so to speak. And it's going to take a lot to get an upper tier driver. Half the time they have model looking girlfriends anyway, or wives.
Right.
And they just blow these girls off anyway. It's usually your.
I think a lot of it has to do with the pit crew. The pit crew are the ones that bring them in. That's why they're called pit crew.
Like the rock bands with the roadies.
Yeah, the roadies bring the nasties in. You know, I mean, you know, the headliner, and they don't even got time for you. You can't even look inside the windows of their bus, let alone stand there with
right.
them.
Right. Yeah. So it's just somebody thinking they're going to get to a driver that may or may not, depending on who they are and how big a name they've got. Because, you know, you see all the drivers there. They're pretty much spoken for
With the exception of Kevin Conway, and from what we all hear, never mind, I won't even go there.
Go on with that.
Nothing.
Wait, come on. Now, if you're going to throw something out there to pique my interest, at least let me know.
www.kevinconway.com. You know, I believe it was Extends is the sponsor.
Oh, my God. I can't think of those names with a space when we have Viagra and Mark Martin's car to it. Just
I know it. It's terrible.
Oh, well, David Starr, who now part-time drives for Make Motorsports, used to have Insight or something like that.
Excite.
Could you imagine if Dick Trickle was still racing and he was sponsored by Viagra?
That would be perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I think when a sponsor like that, let's get back to racing for a minute, but I think when a sponsor like that comes on board, I think it really hurts marketability. I think it hurts sales for t-shirts, hats, you know, because honestly, who's going to want to buy a shirt? I mean, it was given to me, but I have, Mark Martin, wasn't he at Roush? When he was in Viagra, right?
Yeah.
Yes, that's what I thought. Okay, in 2005, 2006. I was at Roush, and I got one of his. They had all these shirts, and Benny Parsons had made a comment. I said, "Well, why are all those shirts sitting right there?" He said, "Well, honey, you think you're going to wear this shirt?" And handed it to me. And I said, "Can I have a double X because I'll wear it to sleep in?" But they had all of these shirts with Mark Martin in the Viagra card that would not sell. So, you know, the Extends, the Viagra, the Smiling Bob or whoever he may
That's
be.
It, Smiling Bob.
Yeah,
God,
you know.
I remember them.
I think those insights
or whatever. I think those sponsors, I mean, as much as we need the sponsors and as much as we like the sponsors, and you know, we're more than happy to help our sponsors gain revenue, but it doesn't help. It doesn't help. It hurts. It hurts the driver. It hurts the marketability of the sport. I think it hurts a lot of things because I'm not going to walk outside. I'm not going to buy my man, my daughter, my grandma, nobody, not even my dog, a shirt that says Viagra.
It's true.
My daughter's over here saying, "Why? Never mind."
I couldn't walk around with it either because she didn't know if people wonder.
Y'all, she wanted to know if Viagra was like the good water.
No. Viagra's not something something most people want to admit to having to use.
Unless they're really old. But even then, it's
crazy. Even then, in the back of the ambulance, if you ask them if they tell you, so, you know.
But if it lasts longer than 4 hours, brag.
Consult medical attention.
Talking about the sponsors and all that, I mean, they've lost a bit, but I know, like, the beer sponsors, when they make child stuff, like Budweiser, Dale Jr., the shirt would have the Dale Jr. on where the Bud logo would be, and things like that, you know. So, because they can't market Budweiser shirts on people under 21 years of age.
You sure can. You sure can.
It's iffy. There was a thing about that. That's why the tobacco industry pulled out of the, used to be the Winston Cup, and with all the stuff that went on there.
They can't put on the kid's size shirts and stuff like that. That's one of the things not allowed to do. So if you actually look at a kid's size shirt, it's not on there. That's what I was talking about a couple weeks ago with that Racing for Kids magazine, how they had to strip it all off. Like Rusty Wallace had a black spot across Miller. And things like that.
Well,
with the younger ones that are underage, I would be wearing if they can't have it on. Dale Jr., when he was in Budweiser cars, you couldn't get a Budweiser shirt in a kid's size.
Dale Jr.
The amp ones.
Right. I didn't even think about that, y'all.
And they do the amp ones for kids?
Yeah, they can do amp. Yeah, because he has an amp shirt.
Well, I'm going to tell you what else they can do.
What's that?
Kurt Busch can hand out monsters all he wants at the Nationwide Garage. Let me tell you, did y'all hear that story?
They used to have Red Bull coolers right outside the haulers at the.
They still have the monster coolers. You know, all the monster stuff right outside. And I'm going to tell you, I'm trying to think which race it was. It had to have been this April. My daughter comes back, you know, who's only 12, comes back, and she's got a monster. Where'd you get that? Over there from the Bush boy. I said, who's the Bush boy? She says, you know, you don't like them. I'm not allowed to say their names. And I said, oh, okay. And then next thing you know, she comes back. Her and Caitlin, who is Make Motorsports' daughter, both 12 years old, come back with 7 monsters each. Their arms are full. And drank them all day long. Didn't realize.
Yeah.
I said, how many monsters have you had? Only 7, Mama.
At least the 16-ounce cans or the 12-ounce cans.
They have the big
ones.
The big
cans. And, which is fine. And, you know, I guess we should have been watching our kids a little bit better in the garage. But, you know, these are credentialed kids. These aren't kids that are just roaming around the garage. We really don't let them walk around a whole lot, especially when they're practicing, cause the way they go around the garage, you know, so much.
Yeah.
But these aren't kids that aren't aware of what's going on. You know, they're not going to run up to drivers, run up to cars. They just kind of do their own thing. So we weren't paying attention one bit. 14 monsters later.
Well, that's kind of fun when we had our banquet the 1 year for the motocross, too. They were giving out of our drinks that they could have at our banquet. My son's like, yeah, I'm going to have one. I'm like, all right, sure. Let him have one. And we were out doing our meeting and stuff like that. They were sitting at the table because I was a champion, so we had to go do our little thing and everything. They sat at the table with the rest of the team, and I get back, and they're all just looking at me laughing. I'm like, what? They're like, he's had 4 more since you left. I'm like, oh, jeez. I'm like, there goes that night's sleep.
Hey.
And I'm going to say, it's been ever since that Mama can have a monster. Well, how about
a
damn?
The good news is when they come down off of that, they'll sleep like babies and you won't have a problem with them.
Well, okay.
No, but we reached for the next day, so he was cranky.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you, you know, November's race, April's race, what was that? I think it was a night race. It definitely was a night race. And it was Texas, so we were just going to drive home that night. We got to the car, and we're parked in the driver lot, so, you know, we don't have to go, you know, deal with the buses. So we're parked where all the drivers are. I'm talking, by the time we got out of the driver lot, she was smooth. Smooth out.
There you go.
Smooth out. I was like, oh, thank God. But then again, those days are so long. You know, we start at the garage at 7 o'clock in the morning. And, again, everybody thinks this is a really glamorous life. And then, you know, we're all sitting in there and just doing whatever. You know, yeah. No, we sit outside in the hot sun with everybody else.
Yeah, the driver gets to go run into the hauler and chill out.
I don't know what hauler you're talking about.
But I don't know.
Huh? What's that?
He said the driver doesn't get the chance to just run in and chill out.
No, it doesn't happen all that often. Because up in the driver's lounge is what they call it. They call it the driver's lounge. There's at least four computers sitting right there. You know, they're bringing in data. They're all this other stuff. The social media is going on. You got people coming in and out, fans, potential sponsors, family members, in and out. There really is no place. There's no place for the driver. So he can sit in an office chair and tap up on the computer. But that's about it. I mean, I actually have a picture of, you know, in the hall, there's normally that one bench right by the door when you come in. My daughter is laying there, and this was probably last November's race. I'm not sure. I don't know. They're all running together. She's laying there. I've got one of the pit crew laying underneath the cabinet asleep. And my driver is basically hugging her tires now to sleep in the back, all on the floor, all of them, except for mine. She's on the little bench. I got pictures. I said I would use it for blackmail. And he said, go ahead. He don't mind. He'll nap wherever he's got to. Yeah, I said, oh, T, I got some blackmail going on. He just, not like the first one, and I'm fully dressed.
Oh,
I like the first.
Yeah.
That's an inside photo there, not like the first one.
Oh, no. Yeah, no, he said, I'm not the first one. You know, it's like the not the first picture done. Or
right.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's, you know, so it's not luxurious. And you know what? I guess if it wouldn't have been for those monsters, that girl probably would have been crabby all day long. So maybe we are thankful that they're handing them out. But not seven to a 12-year-old. Mind you, my 12-year-old weighs 82 pounds.
Well, it's like this. This is how it went, Cindy. Let me plant this. And is she right there? Oh, hi. Can I take the bag for my mom and my friends?
Oh, she no. They wouldn't have said that. Those two would not have said a thing. They would have just walked right up. Because you have to remember, they're credentialed girls. They belong there, so they know what to do. They're not going to talk to nobody and ask them for what they want. You know, they're going to say, you know, my mama's right over there. If you don't give me one, I'm going to go back and tell her. Do you know who my mama is? Do you know who I'm here with? You know, I mean, you know how kids are? Yeah, they're going to use that name. Do you see my credentials? These are not cold passes. These are not minor credentials.
they're not lizard cards.
No, they're not. They're not. You know, and actually, I don't know if a lot of people realize that, you know, you see a lot of minors in the pits and in the garage areas, you know, and everyone knows about the hot passes and the cold passes, you know, which is nothing new. But do you know it is very, very, very difficult for a minor to be credentialed for everything in the garage and pits?
I think, yeah, especially like in the Cup Series, I think you have to be at least, 16 or 18?
Yes, in both the Nationwide Series also, they don't just let the minors, you know, the minors in there because of the dangers. But, you know, she was sitting on the pit wall right in front of the box, the toolbox, the pit box, I don't know, whatever it was. It hadn't been set up yet, so therefore it's only a toolbox. And someone from NASCAR and Speed TV came up to her, and I was kind of standing back. I wasn't really paying a whole lot of attention. Again, wasn't paying attention to my kid. And they asked her, Can I see your passes? And she says, well, here are their credentials. And this lady looked at her and says, how did you get those? She says, well, we had to get an email from Tom Swindell, who had to talk to my driver and blah, 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 you know, went through it. And then they specifically interviewed her because they were doing a segment on people trying to get their children, fans trying to get their children in the garage and in the pit area and not realizing the dangers of it.
Yeah,
but, you know,
better, that's something different. As somebody that's part member,
an organization,
family member,
right,
team member, then they kind of have an idea. And your daughter is, like I said, 12, so not like she's 6 or 7.
Right. Well, no, yes, and they interviewed her, and she told, you know, and she sat there and told them, and they asked her, why do you think it's hard to do it? And she looked at them, and she says, have you seen the way these cars go around the garage? She says, they don't stop. She says, uh-uh. She says, you know, I'm older. I mean, she was on Speed TV. I have it on video. But
cool.
She says, I'm older, and I still want to hold my mom's hand walking through the garage.
Aww.
You know, just letting people know that you know, it is. It's not something that people think, oh, it's just wonderful, my kid's going to get there and get all these autographs. And a lot of people also don't realize that when you're in the garage and you're, you know, these drivers are not that accessible in the garage area.
No.
They're in there for the times they need to be in there. Then they go back to their coaches or they go back to their own private spot. People have to realize these guys are working.
Yeah, and even, you know, media people like Tammy and I, how many times have you had to jump out of the way of a car there, Tam? Dover's kind of tight down the garage area.
Yeah, I pull my little corner, and I kind of try and stay in it until they're done. And that way, you know, I'm not trying to go through, because like you said, Dover is really tight. So once I find a good spot to shoot from, I'll tend to stay there until that practice session or whatever it is over, other than race day. Race day, I'll walk around a little bit, you know, between the turns, compared to practice days. Because practice days, it's all about them getting their car set up, and I don't want to be in their way.
No, it's either you go in when it's cold, because that's about the only real time where they're not coming in and on and off the track. And nationwide garage, for some reason, seems to be a lot more roomier than the Cup garage at Dover.
It does. I don't know why. It just.
I'm going to tell you why. It's at every track, and let me tell you why. Because you don't have the organization in the nationwide garage as you do in the Cup garage. And what I don't mean organization is like that they are not organized, but a lot of these teams, most of the teams, the team managers or the team owners' wives or the team owners, they do a lot of their own public relations. They do a lot of, you know, they're multitasking. They have a lot of different hats they wear. Therefore, it's not like the Cup garage where you have got your media person, your PR person, you know, there's so many members on a team, and it's just so full over in that garage. With, you know, say you've got 7 crew members, 8 crew members in a nationwide, you're looking at 20 over in a Cup garage, whether it stands from.
Well, I was just talking about visible land mass. The nationwide garage at Dover looks bigger than the Cup garage. I mean, you have just as many haulers. They're 40, because they each start 43 vehicles. And it's
almost
like
it's just a little wider back in that section.
Yeah, I mean, they should swap them around. At least you got more of a place to walk, because the distance between the haulers and the garage at Dover is maybe the width of a country road.
Well, I know what that is. Well, I have one of those electronic measuring tapes. You know, it just points that little red arrow like a real estate agent uses. I think I'm going to go and bring it and say, okay, that's how far that is, and go do the other one. Because,
yeah,
you know, we'll be back and forth.
You're hauling a weapon, so leave it in the hauler until you get there.
Right, I know, huh?
That'll be fun, though. Actually, I'm looking forward to that, because now I'm curious, too, what the measurements are. Because Vince is right. When you go on the other side and you're in the nationwide side, even for shooting, it feels like I have more room. I guess, too, like nationwide doesn't have all those extra little trailers and stuff along the fence like they do on the Cup side, too. So maybe that's part of it.
Well, I'm really paying attention to that. I just think it seems that the haulers are closer to the garage stalls. In the Cup side,
yeah,
and the nationwide side.
Yeah, because on the nationwide side, you can actually set the car behind the hauler and still be able to work on it and be able to get through. But on the Cup side, you don't have enough room to barely back the car out of the stall before you're going into a hauler.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah,
really?
It's that much of a difference between the two sides
turn,
now that
huh?
he just said that.
Wow. All righty. Well, we're
going to
check
that
out.
Yeah, wait till you see it. It's really, really tight and narrow in there. Wait till you see it. I don't even know how to describe it to tell you what it's like. I mean, I could show you pictures, but it is
very
tight.
Well, no, I'll be there. I'll be there in 16 days.
Now,
Bristol, I don't
need to see pictures. Now, Bristol, they don't have a garage area. They just have haulers.
Right. Haulers. Yeah.
They
and that's miserable.
And... I was seeing there, I was actually able to see it. Like, wow. That's why it's really one of the hardest places to get credentialed for as a media person, especially radio. Well, we were doing the show in the Philly area, they weren't really accepting out-of-town radio stuff. So we're doing it web-based now, so that might enhance it. But I know for radio credentials, a lot of the... people were telling me that Bristol is, if you're not a PRN affiliate station, which is Performance Racing Network, you know,
right.
Which is the Bruton Smith alternative to MRN. So all Bruton Smith tracks, you'll get the PRN guys like Steve Richards, who, you know who Steve is. He's a...
Right.
And... he's their correspondent at all the MRN tracks, at least in Dover and all that. He actually is a pit road reporter when they go to the Bruton Smith-owned tracks. The MRN guys get a night off. I could always tell by their Facebook post, oh, I got the night off today. I say, okay, postman, why do you have the night off? Oh, it's a PRN track. You got the night off.
Right. Well, you know, I'm thankful that at this point I don't have to deal with all that. I just go on in, you know. But I'm totally ecstatic about 14 days from now. 14 days.
Hey, I got an announcement, and this just announced. Because Grandview rained out on Saturday night, there are still 2 free tickets available. What you need to do is go on Facebook, find Joe Adams Lettering, and message him with a story of why you should be the deserving person to get one of the tickets and a T-shirt from Joe Adams Lettering. And the requirements are to either make me laugh, make me cry, or shut me up about something. I don't care, but be creative, and the winner will be announced this Friday, September 14th. So I'm going to post a link up to Joey Adams Lettering, and if you didn't get your tickets yet, you got a chance to try and win a free ticket and a Joey Adams T-shirt. So I'm going to put that
is
up.
Is that for 76?
That's for this Saturday's Freedom 76.
Okay,
right.
So if you want Tammy, go ahead and give a grand view update of the Freedom 76 preview. I know you'll be doing it on Girls Getting the Facts, but we'll give a double whammy tonight.
Yeah, hey, guys, before we do that, I'm signing out. I've got this assignment still due, my first day of class, and they give me an assignment, and nobody has answered my question, so I guess I'm going to have to go plagiarize something. And
make your pick, make your pick.
Well, make my pick.
Make your pick.
No, I'm going with the one and the only 24.
Because I
have a big announcement to make, and I will uphold it, and we will have video capture or pictures capture. But if Jeff Gordon gets his 5th championship, Cindy will get a tattoo.
You're kidding.
On my shoulder blade. No, sir. On my shoulder blade. In between my shoulder blades, maybe. I don't know. And then I'm going to have someone. I already have a design, and it's already authenticated, and I have permission to use it. I have a Sam Bass original 24 with the flames coming out of it, a size, I don't know, of a silver dollar that I want to have done. But I'm also going to ask for, you know, some people to be creative. So I'm pushing for Jeff Gordon to get this 5. I'm not a tattoo person, but that is my way of honoring him.
Get a press on.
No, sir, I'm going to get a real one. I'm going to get it. It's who I am. It's who I am. It defines me. And it will be where nobody can see it.
Don't get a tramp stamp.
Hey,
oh, God,
there's nothing wrong with them.
Oh, no. Tammy, really?
It's my firefighter, my Maltese cross with Tinkerbell in the middle. That's what my Maltese...
And it was
supposed to be the size of a tramp stamp, but it turned out being half my back, so I guess you really can't call it that. But, yeah, it was always supposed to be little, but the guy that, like, did it for me, he did such an awesome job and loved the whole concept of it just to show the individuality, because my nickname is Tink and all my Tinkerbell stuff, and it's Tinkerbell in the middle with the fire helmet and then my company's Maltese cross on the outside.
Yeah, well, I guess, let me fess up. You know, the Drive for Five tattoo won't be my first.
Now the truth comes out.
I tried to make it all. I have two tattoos, and both in locations that only have few have seen.
I have three, but none of them are racing related, so that's where I'm really odd.
Nor are mine.
It's my racing. None of my stuff has anything to do with my racing.
Yeah, I have a palm tree, and then I have a butterfly with my daughter's name on it.
Well, that's okay.
I have a butterfly. I got that, so yeah, we're good.
You can see it when I get there.
Mine's on my neck.
On your neck?
Yes, on the back. I had pneumonia. I was cooped in the house for a week and a half. I finally looked at my husband and said, I want pain. And he's like, aren't you in enough already? I'm like, no. I made a phone call, and 20 minutes later, I said, I'm getting my butterfly.
On your neck?
On my neck, with pneumonia.
Where is your neck? Where on your neck? On the front of your neck? On the back of your neck?
On the back
what?
Of my neck. Right on the back,
like
of my
the nape of your neck. Well, at least it's not on the front where everybody can see it.
No,
you know, thug-like.
All three of mine can be covered. Well,
okay.
My neck's a little hard enough to cut my hair, but
mine can't be covered. But I just, never mind. I'm just shutting up. I just want my five, okay? I just want Drive for Five.
Where are they, Cindy?
I just told you that only a few have seen.
I didn't say to see it. You can see where they're at if only a few have seen it.
y'all, come on, really?
Yeah,
do I
really
have to answer this? Can I plead the fifth? Are we playing truth or dare or what?
No. Yeah, I dare you. Come
Vince,
clean.
Don't dare me. Come clean. Is Danny still in the chat room? Hey, Danny.
Has he seen them?
Well, of course not. What kind of question is that?
Well, the way you just diverted to Danny in the chat room.
I'm trying to gain some composure. I'm trying to just have a little couth and try to figure out the wording on where they are.
Okay. I can throw out some wording.
My butterfly with my daughter's name is on my right breast.
Okay, that's fair enough.
My palm trees, which is about 2 inches tall and about a half an inch wide or an inch wide, and you just keep going down.
Okay.
And it's about
what
my... right around there.
Around the happy trail?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exotic trees, right in, exotic place.
Yeah, it's just right around there, you know, my bikini line. Let's just put it that way.
Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, and that was the first one I got, and that was for me and for me only because I was so homesick. You know, San Diego is my home, and I was homesick. I needed some palm trees. And I drew this pretty... Yes, they're palm trees in the bush area.
Yeah. Does your palm trees have coconuts?
It does. It has one. And I did, when I drew the picture... When I drew the picture, I didn't put coconut on it. But all of a sudden, it's just there. And I was like, there's no coconuts in California. He says, the whole state is full of coconuts. So, you know, I mean, it is what it is. It's not, you know, it will never be covered up. It's really cute. Like I said, very few have seen it. You know why? Because I'm not... No lizards, that's why.
I don't have anything that exotic. Now I feel left out. I just have the one on my arm that was my first one, which was my unicorn, to show, always remind myself to believe in anything. And then my butterfly on my neck to remind me of my freedom to flutter around. And then my tramp stamp.
Which is champ, your tramp stamp? Did you call it a champ stamp?
Tramp stamp.
I thought you called it a champ. Way to go,
no,
champ.
It's my Tinkerbell. It's my firefighter. But that, you know, and I hate to sound so bad about this, but honestly, being a firefighter,
God forbid I ever get hurt in a fire or I get burned.
Okay.
Hurt, so, you know.
I just had a vision.
I had a vision.
Tammy, we might have to make this come to pass. I don't know. What if I tattoo it and it will happen?
I'm afraid now.
Build it and it will come. Build it and they will come. What if I got it and then he won it?
Oh, jeez.
Then will he come?
He might.
Oh, my God.
Maybe we can do that while I'm in Dover. While I'm in Philly. I might do that while you're at work and take your mama with me. We might just have a day of shopping.
I can get you set up. I can get you set up once you come to town. He's there. My guy's really good.
Well, I don't know. We might have to think about that. But I did. But I did tell the bird that if I got it, he could go with me. You know. But that was before, you know, a lot of stuff happened. But I'm a girl of my word. So if it happens, then I do have to take him if he wants to go, because I already said I would. You know,
well, you can do that, and while you do that, I'll keep working on my fourth one, because I'm still trying to figure out what my fourth one will be. So,
okay, all right. So we're not going to tattoo it first. We're just going to go ahead and
design.
See how it.
Come on, Vince. Which one are you going to get with us? Come on, we'll make it a group outing.
I don't have any. I'm not getting any. And
okay,
no,
but what about that mullet? But what about that mullet you got? Did you cut that off?
That's been cut off.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just
noticed the picture.
I have him right now. I have to take
Yeah, there's
them.
Just a picture, and I meant to say, hey, let's take that picture down because we're just not going to do that to Vince. but that picture needs to come down. I'm looking out for you, Vince.
I know
he's
looking
out.
That picture, though.
I've been
calling him
before.
Oh, who was that you were with?
If I had to get a tattoo,
yeah.
I chose to get a tattoo. It'd be the Eagle, Globe, and Anchor, United States Marine Corps.
Yep.
And it would say Marines on it.
There you go.
Yeah. That'd be good.
You know, I thought you had one, Vince. I really did.
Nah. I got a pierced ear, but no ink.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Wow. Wow. Okay, so my pick, we all know who I'm picking. Sorry, Danny, you're not on the radio tonight, so you can't say nothing about my pick.
Yeah, he could hit it on the chat room. Post it on the Garage Talk Live page.
Yeah, he can post whatever he wants on the Garage Talk Live page, or my page for that matter, because Danny,
oh,
I know
go.
How to click the delete button, but I would never do that to Danny because he is absolutely wonderful, and I love when Danny comes on and talking to us, and he just posts random stuff to my wall about, bet you so-and-so is going to get a post-race penalty. Oh, I'm going to fail post-race inspection. I just looked at him and I said, oh, man, Danny. Yeah,
I think I had him as a friend, and I don't think he got back to me.
Huh?
I said, I think I added him as a friend, but he never got back to me. Or never.
Well, Danny, there you go.
Danny, you got to respond to Vince.
Got to respond to Vince.
Yeah.
You know?
You're the
all
only
right,
other
guys,
guy that will jump in.
Right, I know, huh? Listen, guys, love you.
All right.
You guys have about another 30 minutes maybe. I don't really know. It looks like that. But I'm going to get this 12-year-old, will be 13 on Friday, to bed before she gets crabby and starts yelling at me in the morning.
Tell her I said happy early birthday.
I sure will. And
she's
I think she's important.
Okay,
I'll tell her because, you know, she's got an opinion.
Well, I do love opinions. Well, I picked
and
Jeff
I don't know
Gordon
where she got
guess,
it from.
I think I picked Jeff Gordon for the win at Richmond.
You can't pick. Oh, yeah. Okay, I thought
and
you
he came,
pick
and he came home second, so at least, you know.
Well, they
I
pick him for third.
Him,
if he comes in first, I don't know.
Yeah, well, you know how
Vince,
we go. We
Vince,
make the picks,
why?
And whoever gets the best finish gets the bragging rights, win or not.
Hey, my pick went nationwide.
Yeah, it did, huh?
It did.
Harvick,
yeah. It did. I think you posted that to my wall, too, and I just kind of ignored it. But, y'all, I'm sorry about ignoring everyone's posts and stuff like that. You know, everyone knows that I've had a rough last couple weeks with this schooling and other issues going on. And, like, right now I'm locked out of my house, knocking on the door, and nobody's answering.
Right.
So I'm going to get off this phone. And, huh?
Is your daughter with you?
And maybe she fell asleep in the back room, but I'm just going to have to get off this phone and call her.
All right.
I'm on her phone. I can't do that.
Cindy's going to be outside for a while. So if you're in the area, please help her out.
I live in Onalaska, Texas. Y'all know where that's at? Come on. It's just down the road of yonder. We'll be okay. I can't tell. I lived here for a while, huh?
Aww.
All right, guys. Talk to you soon. Have a good night.
Yeah, talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Cindy. Bye. Okay, well, in the nationwide series race, who you picked the winner, Tam, Harvick?
Well, I picked him to win the Cup Series, but I'm taking that one, so it's okay.
Okay, you're taking that one?
Yeah, I'm taking that one. I'm taking that win, too, because he won, so a win is a win.
Well, he didn't – I can't believe it's been that long without him winning a nationwide race. It's like 35 races or so, almost a couple of years.
But his focus has been in – other places as of late too. So I mean, it was neat because I know they were showing pictures during the rain delay. He was in the hauler with Keelan, so it was just nice to see him, you know, getting some time to relax as a daddy, which I'm sure he hasn't gotten a whole lot of time to do that since the little one was born. So it was kind of nice to see he had a couple minutes downtime, even though it was during the rain delay. You know, he got to have some family time.
Yeah. Well, then the nationwide race. He did get the win as opposed to last weekend, the weekend before when Stenhouse beat him after Harvick led the most laps and fell a little short, except on the last, there was the water bottle incident where him and Keselowski had some words about Brad throwing a water bottle out to get a yellow, and the restart caused Stenhouse to get around him and drive away for the win. Kurt Busch was actually third in that race, driving the 54, speaking of Monster Energy, the Monster Toyota. Denny Hamlin was fifth in that race, Mike Lynette. Austin Dillon was sixth, seventh was Ty. I mean, Ty, you got to watch, he's coming up there. He was driving the 51 car again, which is normally the Jeremy Clements car, and Clements was in the four. The way they work that little deal out to where he gets to use the 51, I guess, because it's a guaranteed entry.
Yeah, I think that's all set up about.
And Clements gets a four car, but gets real good equipment, so you don't have to worry about making the race.
Yeah, I mean, it's a win-win for everybody in that situation, and it's good to see. You know, Jeremy is a good, strong runner. He's a great guy, and it's nice to see him getting a little bit of a break, too, and getting a chance.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, they were saying that Johanna Long was running Childress, you know, ECR Motors, Earnhardt Childress Racing engines, and got some Childress equipment in that Chevrolet. And I'll tell you what, when she's not in that number 70 car, I'd like to see her in a top 10, you know, a better car. But if she, you know, being she's racing for a team and money's tight, and you know, she doesn't have a big sponsor to tag along with her, like GoDaddy and all that. And I think she's a principled young woman. Plus, she's 20, so where she ain't going to make those racy commercials anyway. That she can get a better ride. The ones who impressed me was Darrell Wallace Jr. driving the number 20 Joe Gibbs car. It's his second nationwide race of the year, and he was running top 10 all night, too. Finished 10th, and he was running in the top 5 until he pretty much wore out his car late in the race. But there's a guy running K&N East that you got to watch out for, and you'll see him. He's a guy to watch out for at Dover on Friday night's race.
Cool. I'm looking forward to it. You know, K&N, it's neat when you get to go down to Dover because you're watching them crown their champion, and they're so emotional when they win. And it's just a whole different, I don't know how to even describe it, you know. It's just a different environment. It kind of probably be the same as if I had the chance to go down to Homestead, which I'll have to do one of these years, to see the final race and see them being crowned the champion. You know, it's just so much raw emotion coming out, and it's their ending to their season, and it's neat to be able to sit there and watch them celebrate.
Yeah, it is. Oh, another thing I'd like to talk about, the big news this week.
Which one?
Kenseth going to Gibbs, hopping into 20, and Logano going to Penske hopping into 22 for next year.
Yeah, we've had silly season. And then today it was announced that Ambrose and Amarola's teams are swapping. They're going to be switching.
Really?
Hold on, I have it.
And Amarola, so Ambrose is going to the 43 and
no,
Amarola.
No, the guys are staying in their cars, but they're flipping the crews. And the crew chiefs. The crews and the crew chiefs are flip-flopping. So the drivers are staying put. But Mike Ford's going over to Ambrose, and Parrott's going over to Amarillo, and the crews are going opposite teams too now. So all of the 43 cars are team crew members are going to the 9. All of the 9 crews going to 43,
including the chief, crew chief.
Yep. Everybody's flipping.
I know. That's almost like that's just sort of what Hendrick did with Johnson and Gordon's team. They keep the crew chief, swap the crews, and got Johnson another championship.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to flip-flop around and everything like that. And for them, it's going to be teaching, okay, well, this team was stronger in this area, so let me go help the other team down in the areas I'm strong in, and vice versa, you know. One was good at, maybe the other wasn't as good at, so now they can work together and bring both teams up to the same level.
Hmm. And this weekend in Chicagoland, guess who's going to be back in the number 99 car for RAB? Kenny Wallace.
Yay! And on another note, you couldn't go see any of your racy unedited videos today on GoDaddy because apparently they were hacked into. And anybody who has a GoDaddy website has not been able to access their website for the past 24 hours. So.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
But we don't have a GoDaddy website, so you can still go to GarageTalkLive.com.
That's right. Ours is still up and running. We don't use GoDaddy.
No. That's why ours still works. Nobody wants the R servers.
let's
set this up. The Wix is down.
Nope, the Wix is still there until I get done converting everything over. So I put the link up on Facebook. You can still see our old page that you were getting transferred to when you went to our site, but it's going
to be
the
free servers.
Right. We have an all-new site. It's all new layout and everything like that, design. It's going to be a little bit more user-friendly. Listen to some of the input and everything of some of our regular users and stuff to see what they wanted, what would make it easier for them, and also to make it more mobile-friendly. Yeah, that's a technical term.
Mobile-friendly,
so that you can use it on your mobile device easier and not have a long download time for the pages and stuff like that. It's going to be more user-friendly.
Okay, I'm going in the garage. Oh, yeah, there we are. GarageTalkLive.com. Yeah, I like the diamond plate. info@GarageTalkLive.com.
A little bit of
logo there.
A little bit more of a streamlined site now is what we're going to be having. Quicker and easier to get to all the information. And then you can also bookmark your favorite pages and stuff like that off the site, too. So say you want a quick and easy access to photos. Well, now you can bookmark the photos page. Or if you want a quick and easy access to the results page that's going up, then you can just jump right to that as soon as you log on and everything like that, too. It's going to be a lot easier.
Neat. I'm on it now, so I urge all our fans to go check it out. Tommy's making it easier.
Yep, it's going to take me a little bit of time. I bet you I have. We've been doing it since Friday night. I probably have close to 40 hours into it since I started this. So, it takes some time to rebuild everything and redesign everything. But it's also, for me, that's my relaxation. So it's all good.
That's relaxing.
That's relaxing. And when I have any questions, I just get a hold of Warren, who owns Row Website and Designs. And he's been a big help for that, too. So make sure you check him out. I've been putting links and stuff up to him. He's been my big help and making sure everything's going smoothly. And when I have questions, he's always there to help me out. So don't forget to check him out, too.
All righty. And where is that link up, or is that just for me as well? Is that just for me?
Which one?
The one for your buddy that's helping you.
Yeah, no, I'm going to get his up there, too, because, you know, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be able to make this changeover as easy as it was. You know, he's really just simplified things, so I didn't go too high-tech and overboard or anything like that and make sure it's, you know, user-friendly.
Okay. And it's good to have somebody to tinker with sometimes like that. It just makes things easier. But anyway, speaking of Chicagoland, of course, Cindy picks Jeff Gordon like She didn't want to go there last week, so I jumped on him.
Yeah, see, now maybe she's his jinx.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm Tony's jinx, and maybe she's Jeff's jinx.
So, you know, this is the first race of the chase. This is where...
I can't believe we're already at that point in the season, you know.
Feels like we just started yesterday. Yeah, Tony, well, this is the first race he won all year last year. This one coming up this coming weekend, and... I'm sitting here like, I had a thought in my head and it went away. I hate when that happens. He won half the races last year, and this is the one that kicked it off. Of course, I think he won one, a couple in a row. I didn't go through all the whole chase schedule. He didn't win Dover. That one we know.
Yeah, don't rub that in. I am bound to determine, and I will one day see him win. I have yet to do it, but I will do it. You know, I've struck out at Daytona, I've struck out at Dover, I've struck out at Pocono, but it's going to happen. One of these weekends, he's going to have no choice. He might be the last car left on the track at that point, but he's going to win when I'm there, so it's all good.
Yeah, well, I was there covering a race he won. He actually won both that year. He did the Dover sweep.
I guess I should rephrase that. I haven't seen him win a cup race.
No, I'm talking the cup races, two cup races, the early race and the fall race.
Yeah, I haven't seen him win a cup. I've seen him win in Daytona, the nationwide race, when Newman beat him that year for the Daytona victory, because that was the year he was going to cut his hair. But I that doesn't count to me, though. I want to see him. He's a cup driver. I want to see him win in a cup race.
Yeah, well, I've seen him win the cup races. I was down there. And it was a long, hot day, and before I figured out it was easier to sit in the media center and get interviews after the race, I was on Victory Lane, because first they bring up the TV guys, and after the TV guys, they got the MRN network, you know, it was Claire, I think it was Claire at the time, it was MRN, whoever handles it for them, and then... local television, and then local radio, and by that time, as Tony was half passed out, sitting next to the 20 car, and the cars don't look so pretty after 400 miles of racing. I mean, the front end was all, looked like it was sandblasted clean, you know, all the paint was just about wore off. He's sitting there, they're like pumping him full of, water, because he's not a Gatorade guy because he's a Coke driver, so that would have to be Powerade. And, of course, they got to tear the labels off everything. So he was just drinking waters. And after that, I learned that they were going to bring the winner in the media center. But that back then, it was the Turn 1 media center for the winner.
Oh, wow.
And second and third got down in the infield media center. But that's
really?
Yeah, that's when Dover ran the press conferences. Dover PR ran them.
Oh, okay.
And this was pre-Gary Camp. This was John Dunlap. Gary Camp used to be the guy that, from the marketing company that was Dover's PR firm, that used to be there next to Dunlap. And then... obviously, when the job came open, when John Dunlap left to become the sprint head sprint PR guy, Gary Camp got the job. And
Gary saves us a walk now.
What's that?
And Gary saves us a walk out to the other side of the track.
No, NASCAR did that.
Oh, okay.
Because when NASCAR was... running the when it was back before they switched to Nextel, then now Sprint, used to be the Winston guys, and the Winston PR guy was Denny Darnell, handles Dodge Motorsports now. And he goes, you know, anything that would make things easier, like a malt box or something like that. I said, yeah, the malt box would be fine. We can just plug in and get direct audio instead of holding the, you know, some people hold their stuff up to the speaker. So that's how, when they redid the media center, they got the malt box right there, you know, and that little thing next to where Claire does her show. I can't believe they ripped off your premise. And then when they redid the media center, now they have all those little plug-in boxes at every stall there where you can plug in the you can plug in. You used to be able to plug in audio, data.
Yep.
And half the time they didn't turn the audio on in them, so that's why the malt box was direct. That's okay. Where I always plug in. I get all the direct audio free and clear unless somebody screwed up with the control thing in the closet in the front room there outside.
Yep. That's why I found my cord for that yet.
Still haven't found it?
I haven't found it. I know it's here somewhere. It's somewhere. With the chaos and everything that happened when I left Pocono, it's probably just sitting in one of the spots that I just didn't realize I put it there. Because, I mean, with as bad as those storms and everything were, I just wanted to get out of there.
Yeah. We were worried about that at Bristol. Like, if that storm comes through, there's a whole metal grandstand there. And fortunately, the weather stayed away. But, well, it looks like I'll have to inquire about Erica. I'm pretty disappointed that she didn't make it in. I gave her earlier time.
Oh, you know what, though? Sometimes some things come up and you just can't help it.
Yeah, I think she might be upset that we had to dump out on it last week. I don't know. I even confirmed it. A matter of fact, I'm looking at it today, and that's why I said I wanted to check the time. There's the number, and it was the 8 o'clock spot. At least Kim Coons called in from the Miss Spring Cup. She was pleasant.
It was good to have her on. It's nice to get them on and everything and let us know what the fans can expect when they come to the tracks. Because, you know, that's one thing Sprint does at the tracks is they do a lot for the fans. They'll bring a driver out for a Q&A session before the race on Sunday morning. Sometimes they'll even bring two out there. So, you know, when you're at the track, make sure you do check in at that Sprint fan zone. They have all kinds of activities. If you are a Sprint user, like she was saying, there's all kinds of rewards and stuff like that that you could get. They'll give you all kinds of goodies. You can check out all the latest phones in their booth. There's just so much going on in that Sprint fan experience. So make sure if you're at a track to go check them out. Normally the Miss Sprint Cubs are wandering in and out of there all weekend, so you get a chance to meet them too. And, you know, like she said, somebody's going to get a Victory Lane experience and all kinds of neat stuff. So make sure you go check them out.
Cool. That's it. And, you know, that leaves one that we haven't had. You believe that? We've had every Miss Sprint Cup on. Except Jacqueline, who's a missus in her off time. But
we'll get her on.
Yeah. We had Kristen Bede on the first couple times this year. She's young. She's got to grow into it a little bit. Hers was a little more scripted, it seemed.
Ah, no, she's good. They're all, you know, it's neat to see them as they progress, though, in their careers as Miss Sprint Cup. It's really neat to see, I mean, like, when they're in Victory Lane and everything like that, and you can see how excited they are to be able to share those pictures and everything that they're taking that they put up, on, like she said, on Twitter and stuff like that when they're doing that, because you can see they're really enjoying what they're doing, and I think that helps add to the whole fan experience that they're, you know, putting out there for everybody to see, because they are enjoying what they do.
Yeah, and you know, the one incident with Paige Duke, who was been on the show a couple times, and one time a couple times as Miss Sprint Cup, and once afterwards seemed to grow into a new career as a thing. Anne Marie Rhodes, the original Miss Sprint Cup, friend of the show, when we brought her on, she says when she saw that was you know, because Laz, our friend Laz Benitez, who used to be with the DKC News, who used to be with NASCAR, used to get us all, give me all the goodies. So I got to New York.
And that's how we met.
That's how, well, we met at Dover. We re-met in New York.
Yeah, that's right. And we just went from there. And now you can't get rid of me.
Yeah, not that I'm trying.
Okay.
But,
that's good.
I'm trying to get you down to move down here.
Oh,
we have a volunteer fire company and a bike shop. And
oh, don't tempt me, because you know
And you know what? Bristol's 90 miles away.
Yeah, but see, there's that one big thing I miss, and that'd be my family at Grandview. You know, I've grown up with everybody up there, and that would be so hard.
We'll get you to Motor Mile, or we'll both go to Motor Mile, or Wythe County Speedway. There's tracks here everywhere. There's Martinsville.
I'd be so edgy, I'd have to drive back up here every Saturday night just to see everybody. That's how I'd be. That's kind of funny, but you know, it is. It's like family to me up there. I've grown up with everybody out there, and you know, this year I've gotten the chance to make so many more friends, and I don't even just consider them friends. I consider them part of the family. You know, I just, they've invited me into their team and pit areas and everything like that, and you know, encouraged me and motivated me and welcomed me with open arms to, you know, work with them and have the opportunity to interview their drivers and the owners. And yeah, it's just like family when I go up there. It's like every chance I get to go up, it's like family reunion. So it's kind of sad to have the season ending, but we have banquet coming up and we have next year, so it's all good.
Well, next year is going to be a little different. I should be pretty much squared away on what's where and what's what. It was a little up in the air coming into this season. Of course, did you make a chase pick this week? I didn't make mine yet.
I don't think so. I don't know.
I think we got talking about Cindy's pick and forgot about ours.
I want my Tony.
Okay, you're going to go with your Tony.
Uh-huh,
you know who I'm going to go with? Chicagoland. No, I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to go with Dale Jr., the 88 car. I haven't picked him all year. And I know the NBS Racing blog's probably going to hammer me on this one.
Get him, guys. So, get him.
Get me. I'm a big boy. I could take it. But for this week, I'm going to go with Dale Jr.
Okay, if you insist.
That's why we could put it in stone and get it out of the way. Well, we got about 8 minutes. We want to sneak a call in. Number is 646-649-1899. I had to plug my phone in because it was turned. I had the orange low battery warning thing, but fortunately, I had everything nearby. And I'll learn how to work this contraption. I think you really need two people, one to answer calls and that kind of thing.
We meet lots of people, but it's all right. We make do.
I mean, as far as working this board, one of the screen calls, and there's a place down the road that has a thing this weekend, but I'm not going to it, but it's called Fort Bastion. They have campouts with the...
Hey, we'll finish yours. Hold on. Finish what you're doing.
They have the campouts and cookouts, and they're trying to make it like a camping area type of thing with they got a tea room and a... You know, the guy sets up businesses and allows the people to come in and, I guess, rent the space out to run their own business, whether it be the tea room, the hair salon, the craft booth. So it's pretty neat. And then he has a thing on the next door that's a dojo for, you know, martial arts trainings and all that. He picks up a lot of the hikers that hike the Appalachian Trail and brings them down, and they could spend the night at the, I guess, in the office there, because that's about the place I've seen. I've posted a few pics up on it, but we're going to try to tie in with him a little bit and promote some of that stuff in the local area, trying to get some people come down here and visit me.
So, all right, so before I forget, you were talking about that. It reminded me. We do have one other show this week, before we forget, and we're almost out of time. Saturday, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we are going to be doing a live remote broadcast from the 42nd Annual Freedom 76. I'm going to be, as I was teasing earlier, I'm going to be grabbing guys and getting their interviews. So don't forget to tune in Saturday And if you miss it, obviously, it'll be in the archives. But we're going to do a live remote broadcast on Saturday. It's going to be the first one for Garage Talk Live.
That's neat, because one of these days I'd like to do one from down nearby. That's why I say we're doing a Tuesday. Well, we'll talk about it off the air. We won't waste our on-the-air time talking about growing the show.
Yeah, but make sure you tune in Saturday afternoon. And if you have any drivers you want to hear from, 3 o'clock, if you have any drivers you want to hear from, send me an email. It's Tammy, T-A-M-M-Y-J, at garagetalklive.com or info@garagetalklive.com. Either one of them, and the message will get to me. And tell me which driver and what's your question, and we'll do our best to get them on air and get it answered.
Now, these are Freedom 76 drivers at Grandview, not NASCAR Sprint Cup drivers, unless they're going to be racing this weekend at Grandview, which they won't be. They'll be
well,
in Chicago.
See, there's the entry list isn't announced. Everybody kept saying there's so much money on the line, you never know who's going to show up. I don't even know who's coming, but there is $50,000 on the line to one race winner. That's $50,000 just to win. That doesn't include any of your lap money, your bonus money, or they could get another $1,500 if they win the cash dash. Plus, again, there's more lap money, bonus money. Somebody's going to be walking out of there with a nice big paycheck. So make sure you get out there. Parking has already started for the event. Camping is available now. The grounds are open up. You can set up your camper, but you must park in the way that they're telling you to park. No box camping. You have to be in a line and, be considerate of people around you and everything like that. Make sure you leave space. Gates open at 3 o'clock for those who have advanced tickets and season passes. 3:30 if you bought your tickets there that day. And first come, first serve on the seating as well. Remember, there's 6,500 seats available. They're going to sell out, so make sure you get there early and get your spot.
How many does the Grandview hold?
Ernie said 6,500 people at 18 inches a rear end.
So if you're like me on the larger side, you're looking closer to 6,000 people.
Yeah, I'm looking at my rear end, and, I wouldn't fit in just 18 inches. I mean, I could probably make it work, but I like to have a little bit of room. I don't like to be that chummy with the person next to me unless it's my husband.
Right. But sometimes you can't help it.
Yeah, but it's going to be packed, so get there early. I know people are already sitting in line to be in that gate at 3 o'clock. It is Tuesday, and they've been in that line since yesterday.
Wow.
So be ready.
Where are you broadcasting from out of Grandview on Saturday?
I'm going to go up and park my car Friday night because I'm making sure there's parking, and I will be getting off there then Saturday afternoon. Because I'm parking my car there the night before, I really don't want to say where yet. I'll put it up on Facebook that morning so everybody can know where to find me. But it's going to be
Garage Talk Live banner.
Yeah. Well, look for me. I'm going to have basket pong set up. So look for the basket pong, and you'll find me.
You're going to need some equipment to start doing this.
I got some friends that are going to be parking with me to help me get everything going, and we're going to make it work. We got to have the laptop out there. I have Wi-Fi. I have everything. So we're going to make it work, though, on Saturday. It's all good.
You're going to need the laptop, microphone, PA system so the fans could listen to.
I actually have a bunch of that.
Oh. You borrow it from the firehouse?
No, I have it in storage. So
okay.
I actually have a karaoke box that has a big PA system in it. So, yeah, I'm good.
All right. Well, that's about it for the Monday edition of Garage Talk Live. Tune in Thursday night at 8 o'clock when Tammy and Cindy bring you the girls getting the facts. And keep checking our Facebook page or website, and we'll add new listings of where we're going to pop up and expand to as time rolls on. This is kind of fun doing this, and we'll get it all figured out one day to where it runs like a clock. So, Tam, you got Stuart, Cindy's got Gordo, and I'm placating all the Dale Jr. fans out there. Going with Dale Jr. this weekend. Thanks to Kim Coons for joining us, and we'll see what happened with Erica. I know she was a little bummed that she lost by 9 inches to her crew chief in the pro stock final. He got her on a hole shot win. Can you believe that? Would you trust racing against your crew chief? Come on, you know he can set the car up any way he wants.
That's true, but we'll discuss that with her when we get her on.
All righty. So that's about it. We'll see you all next week.
See ya.
Oh, wait, and the count before we go, the countdown starts next week. So the NHRA chase and the Spring Cup chase all start at the same time.
Wow, that's pretty cool. I like that idea. Everybody's going for the championships at the same time of the year.
Yep. All righty. We'll see you all next week.
See ya.
Bye.